Good morning. I'm Mary Beth Marsden, and this is Know Your Health from LifeBridge Health, where each week we bring you important health information. And this week we're talking with Dr. Oscar Taub, the Medical Director of Pediatric Outpatient Services and the Coordinator for Adolescent Medicine at the Herman and Walter Samuelson Children's Hospital at Sinai. And we're here to talk about preparing your child to go off to college. Dr. Taub, thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
A very timely subject, right?
Absolutely.
People getting ready now. Why is it so important physically and mentally, I guess, to prepare your high schooler for college at this point?
The Professional Organization of Adolescent Medicine put out a pamphlet on preparing your child for college, and the opening sentence kind of struck fear into parents' hearts, which is, a college freshman is essentially a high school senior without parents.
You're right.
It's a very important and can be stressful time, so preparation is important.
All right, so let's first talk about the medical or health concerns that we might have for our kids. Obviously, we're worried they don't get enough sleep, they're not eating right, but even beyond that.
Well, an awful lot of the medical concerns, as the topics that you just mentioned, have a lot to do with lifestyle. Sleeping problems, mental health problems, substance abuse play a very important role in making the college experience less than an ideal one when it happens. And of course, there are kids who go off to college with physical problems, chronic problems that need to be taken care of.
I'm wondering, even if you're a student or your child does not have a physical chronic problem, is this something you should be talking with their doctors about, sort of getting them prepared to go to college? You don't always think about involving the medical doctor before the college thing happens, you know?
The medical doctor, the teenager's hometown medical doctor should do a pre-college visit where they go over not only the medical problems, but it's an excellent time to go over all these lifestyle choices and decisions that teenagers need to make. And the parents should, in a word, start talking and keep talking.
Right, and sometimes they listen more to the doctor than they might listen to the parents. What are the particular vaccines or booster shots that are needed before college?
Sure. Well, an awful lot of 18-year-olds will have gotten everything by the time they go off to college. But to focus in on the late adolescent shots, the teenagers should get their tetanus booster. They should get 3 human papillomavirus vaccine shots. And they should get in their teenage years 2 meningococcal vaccine shots. I have seen college students die of meningococcal meningitis. I won't forget it. It's an important vaccine. They need to get it.
Yeah, I've covered those stories, and it's very scary. You talked about parents having the conversation and continuing to talk. What are some of the other more difficult topics that we need to talk about with our college students?
The topics are choices. Choices that the teenager needs to make for him or herself. And sometimes a good way to start it is choices that about things that may be happening to the teenager's friend or roommate in college. Choices about sex, choices about drugs. All of these things when the teenager is living as a high school senior without parents.
Drinking's a big issue, I know, too. And this will be the first time they'll go to the cafeteria, let's say, and have to make choices about food.
Absolutely. It is worthwhile to recommend a meal plan for the teenager. Most self-respecting college campuses are surrounded by fast food joints on the streets outside of college, and you're probably going to do better by having your college student on a meal plan at college.
You've been working with kids for a long time and parents too, I imagine, and technology has changed so much over even the past few years. Do you find it encouraging that parents and children have these great ways of now keeping in touch better? Or does that work both ways?
It's a mixed picture.
Okay.
When I went to college, there was the Sunday night weekly phone call.
Right.
And sometimes the good thing, of course, is this technology can enable people to be in touch with each other. On the other hand, it kind of opens the door to being a helicopter parent, which you don't want. College is the time for the teenager to spread his or her wings, make decisions, make mistakes. And parents need to respect that.
Can you just talk briefly about how the adolescent medicine program really helps families?
Sure. What we offer is consultation for teenagers who are particularly straddling the border between physical and psychological symptoms and trying to figure out which is which in many a teenager is one of the things we do.
All right. Dr. Taub, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
If you would like to make an appointment with Dr. Taub or find a LifeBridge Health pediatric specialist near you, call 410-601-WELL or visit lifebridgehealth.org/children. I'm Mary Beth Marsden. Thanks for joining us. It's 10 o'clock.